Topics at the meeting range from problems with priestly life, how to organise an integrated pastoral approach, promoting the family, coordinating ad hoc groups for young people, and correctly presenting the liturgy.
Impariamo con questa parola di Dio anche di portare Dio a loro.
Pope Benedict was clear and forthright in his responses to the group of priests. Some of his strongest words were particularly about the liturgy and the priest's role in it. Pope Benedict says the liturgy isn't a theatrical text, the altar is not a stage, and the priest is not an actor. He reminded the Italian priests that the liturgy isn't an invention of liturgists, but a true expression of the faith of the Church, a prayer matured with time that has grown over these last two millennia. He reminded them to give an example to their parishes of the necessary respect to be held for liturgical occasions, with silence, good presentation of the texts, and an avoidance of melodrama, so as to underline the true importance of them. To those experiencing crises in their vocations, whether ordained or married, the Holy Father underlined the importance of remembering that where there is day, night must also exist. Where there is light, there is darkness, but that it's in these contrasts that we can learn to love even more truly and deeply. Here he turned then to the importance of married couples in the parish community and the world, telling the priests to encourage their young people to move toward the marital sacrament. Many of them fear so much. Many young people today, says the Pope, put off getting married, both in the church and civilly, for fear of a definitive end to their freedom. They fear, he says, that this judicial formula is a weight that extinguishes love. According to the Pope, though, the Church needs to work to promote the riches of the marriage vocation and to underline its importance for our parishes and the world. Pope Benedict urges all faithful to look to the Church for an example of how we can overcome suffering and hurt and hold on to light and love, as she has done for over 2,000 years. I'm Catherine Smybert.